Joe. All right, we'll continue our availability with Las Vegas' own Kurt Busch, driver of the number 41 Haas Automation Ford. Kurt, obviously, big story is whenever you come to Las Vegas Motor Speedway, it's your homecoming, but you're coming off a top 10 finish at Atlanta, led 52 laps, so some strong momentum coming in. Maybe talk about how those two sort of intertwine.
Yeah, it's fun to always come back to Vegas and see family and friends and familiar surroundings. And just got to thank Jeff Motley again for an incredible job here at Las Vegas Motor Speedway to see it. And it's new phase, it seems like, with the second date coming up in September. This race has more importance around it than it ever has before, just because of the playoff atmosphere that will be, you know, around the September race. So to have a triple header weekend now, a triple header weekend in September, this is big for Las Vegas and the motorsports community. So fun to come back and represent my hometown, and maybe this time we'll break through for a victory.
All right, questions for Kurt. Please raise your hand, state your name and affiliation. We'll start with Bob over here.
Bob Hockers, ESPN. Does this race take on any added importance because you'll be back here for the playoffs?
Yeah, I feel like over the years, when you have a track that has the one date, that makes it significant because you only race there once a year and you want to get that trophy. But now realizing a track that just had one date, now it has two, it's that much more important because this one will be part of the playoffs when we come back. So a track like Michigan has two dates, and that's very important because it's the manufacturer's backyard. Track like Pocono is fun. It has two dates, but doesn't have a lot of good weather, so we race there back-to-back pretty quick. But any track that has a date early in the season and then is part of the playoffs later, it has that much more of an importance value to it just for the competition side. So places like Phoenix, Texas, Martinsville, Las Vegas fits into that category now as far as early in the season and very important later.
Mike Kimber, USA Today. Ford's really strong at Atlanta. I know the track there is really different, but does that mean you guys should be pretty good over these next few races, or is that track specific?
I was really surprised by the Ford's dominance, and my car felt great too. We were really good on the short run with the Monster Energy Ford and hoping that plays out with our Haas Automation Ford this weekend. But like you said, the track surface is a little different. I always tell you know, fans, media, sponsors alike, that let's just look at the first five races as a core group. Once we're done with the West Coast swing, let's then evaluate what you see for trends. But Atlanta is somewhat similar to Fontana with Auto Club Speedway and how much the asphalt's worn out. And so that one we'll see. If we can back up what we did at Atlanta, we'll do it at Fontana. This one here, though, this mile and a half is very similar to Texas, Kansas, Charlotte, with the asphalt grip level and the tire that we're using. So with this being also a playoff race later in the year, this weekend is a great way to judge things once the checkered flag falls on Sunday night.
Reed?
Reed Spencer, NASCAR Wire Service. So, I mean, you're talking about the surface and the tire. This surface hasn't degraded a whole lot since it was repaved in 2006, so Goodyear is trying to build some fall off into the tires this week. Is that something you're going to pay particular attention to?
Yeah, I hope that we're able to see those trends. We always want the drivers to have the chance or the option or the mistake, so to speak, to wear out the tires too quickly in a run. And my car last week, we were a little guilty of running too strong in the beginning of a run, and then we faded later in a run. And so then the time that I was conservative to the tires early in the run, I was just slower that whole run. I never made that time back up. So the tires aren't quite the same as we used to have. And the asphalt surface here is right in its prime. So I'm hopeful that the tire that Goodyear brought us balances out the long run speed versus the speed you can gain by coming in, pitting and getting a set of fresh tires and charging up through there on a restart. I really hope that plays into how the race is won instead of just putting on tires and filling it full of gas and running to the end and staying out later in the race. Biggest thing, though, is track time seems to be more and more limited, and we can't get those long runs in and double-check setup A versus setup B. You know, today, this is the first time, I think, in my whole career that I'm unloading in qualifying trim, and I only have 55 minutes to get that car dialed in for qualifying. Normally, we have an hour and a half. We can go through a few sets of tires and changes. This is going to be quick today. And then tomorrow we just have an hour session in the morning and then an hour session right around noontime. In Atlanta, we only had an hour and 20 minutes on Saturday for practice, just one practice. So things are changing quite a bit on the schedule, and that's making it more difficult to find those patterns within the tires.
Further questions?
Ready? Kurt Randy from NBC Las Vegas here. Talk about what it would mean for you to win a race here. How hungry are you to get a race here, get a checkered flag in Las Vegas? What would that mean to you?
It'd be huge. I put too much pressure on myself every year I come back, and I keep trying to come back and be looser and just let the race come to us. And so I hope that we're able to find that raw speed in the car that we need at the second half of the race. I've always been a good qualifier here. The team has always provided me great cars, and when you have, you know, a race set so early in the season, a lot of the performance value at the end of the race comes from all the work you did in the off season. So I know we're as best prepared as we can be. Teammate won last week, so there should be no excuses on why the 41 car can't win here this weekend. And it would mean the world to me. I've won Daytona, I've won Charlotte, been close at the Southern 500. Vegas ranks up there in the top five for me.
And one more question, being part of Ultimate Sports Weekend, how has Las Vegas changed? You know, NASCAR is here the same week with UFC, the Golden Knights, rugby. How have you seen things change around the hotels or just driving around Vegas this week on an Ultimate Sports Weekend in your hometown?
It's incredible. Last year, I think we were here during the Pac-12 tournament and the Mountain West basketball tournament in the NCAA. The sports, dominance that we're experiencing here in Vegas is similar to the different trends we've seen with the hotels. It was a family atmosphere back in the 90s, and then it seemed like it turned into the nightclub atmosphere. Then it was the chefs. Every chef from around the world created a residency, and they had their type of marquee restaurant introduced to the hotels and casinos. And now we're going through a sports phase, and it's all brought to us by the Las Vegas Visitor and Convention Authority. They know how to get people to McCarran Airport. And this sports phase, I think, is huge. And I'm real proud of Las Vegas Motor Speedway for securing a second date, for Bruton Smith to acknowledge that Vegas is moving the needle for our sport. Not that New Hampshire wasn't. I mean, New Hampshire fans are great. The New Englanders love their racing. They love their football and baseball. But to the sports side of it, just think of this. If you're a New England Patriot fan and you're playing the Oakland Raiders, of course you're coming to Vegas to see your Patriots play at an away game, and you get all the extra fun things that go along with Vegas.
Dominic Aragona with the Racing Experts and ESPN Albuquerque. In 2018, you've led a bunch of laps. You lead the competition among stage points acquired across the first two races. Just talk about what that means to you and your team so early this year.
Thank you for that. We had a big focus on stage points, especially stage one. That was my weakest area last year, and we hope to continue that trend to get points early in the race and to lead laps. Last year, I think, was my career low in laps led. Might have been with Truex leading all the laps. That was tough to break through and get those laps led from him. And so we knew we needed to work harder and to go stronger at the beginning of the races. So I hope that we're able to continue that trend. Stage two is still interesting to me because you can try to go for points in stage two, but then it puts you behind for the run to the finish. So we're still trying to sort through the best way to approach that mid portion of the race.
Any more questions for Kurt? Okay, we'll wrap it up here. Thank you so much for your time, Kurt, and good luck this weekend.
Great. Thank you. It's good to be back.
Thanks, Ford. Thank you, Jeff.